Man with a Pipe by Gustave Courbet. The Man with a Pipe is one of a long series of self-portraits by Courbet, covering the years 1842 to 1855. Each picture corresponds to a stage in Courbet's artistic development. The portrait eschews any form of artifice, positioning the artist's face as close as possible to the front of the picture and establishing a sense of intimacy with the viewer. The figure's untidy hair is brushed back, and X-ray images have revealed that he was originally wearing a knitted hat. The dark beard adheres closely to the sinuous contours of the face. The heavily lidded eyes gaze down at the viewer, and the artist sports a small pipe, an essential accessory for any would-be bohemian, held in the corner of his vivid red sensual lips. His clothes are simple and unaffected, an open collar and a rough labourer's tunic. The pose is carefully calculated, however. The unnatural twist of the neck and torso emphasise the extraordinarily lively, spontaneous thrust of the head, gazing as if lost in a mysterious reverie. This uncompromising close-up image of himself is intended to draw the viewer into the heart of Courbet's experience as a painter. Courbet strove to free himself from the conventions of his day and to reinstate reality, physicality, and immediacy as the central concerns of art. His familiarity with the Northern masters, admired during a trip to Holland in 1847, together with Spanish works, encouraged Courbet in the pursuit of his chosen path. The present portrait was much admired at the Salon of 1850-51, and Courbet was delighted to see it bought by Boyas. Thanks to him, he said, the painting would escape the barbarians, namely the critics and the Prince President Louis Napoleon himself, who had intended to buy it.